Green is brought to you by Galinda Moser of Remax. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za.
Hello again. You are a cleaner by profession. Well, you're a bit startled at that, aren't you? Yes, but we all clean. We clean all the time. We have to clean. We keep ourselves clean and, of course, the domestic cleaning. And that's, you'll see why my thoughts are trending this way this morning, because we're talking about biotechnology. Now, biotechnology is a buzzword that is used a lot. A lot of people probably have a vague idea of what it is. Oh, yes, biotechnology. I wasn't all that sure either, but it's something to do with life and technology, living things. And to find out more about that, I've invited Jane Tinker of InU Science to come early to the studio this morning. Hi, Jane. Thanks for being here.
Thank you for the invite.
You work in a field which is very much tied to this type of technology. In fact, that's what you are. InU Science is innovative, as you might think, and also using biotechnology. How does it work?
We are probably the leaders in biotechnology throughout the world. They started about 22 years ago in Canada, and they discovered that bacteria that you found naturally in the environment could be used as a cleaning method. So they started with a few basic products, and obviously they've expanded from there.
So it's cleaning?
Cleaning products,
and we're all cleaners, as I said, yes?
Yes, we are all cleaners. I got involved with InU Science. I actually was a contract cleaner for many, many years.
Oh, so you did the thing
itself. I did do the thing itself. And obviously, working with harsh chemicals, you see the effect that it does have on the cleaners, on their hands, when you're breathing in, when you...
So that's the health aspect?
Yes, when you're breathing it in, when you spill it on your clothes, the damage it does to your clothes, and long-term, the damage it does, obviously, to the environment, because all of those products go down the drain, goes into the oceans, goes into the wastewater, goes into the groundwater, and pollutes it. InU Science, obviously, the products that we use don't do that.
And they're certificated and trusted and examined and so forth.
Yes. All of the products have the eco label, which is an international standard. Here in South Africa, we still tend to be stuck in the past with, everybody wants SABS approval. SABS can't approve us. They don't have the technology to test the biotechnology. So we just go with the international standard of the Ecolabel and the Nordic Swan.
And the little animals that do the work, the bio part of it, they actually get down and get into the surfaces, and it is bio, it's living.
It's living, it's a bacteria-based product. Obviously, good bacteria, you get good bacteria and you get bad bacteria. You wouldn't be able to digest your food if you didn't have bacteria in your stomach. So we use the good bacteria. It's a bacteria called Bacillus. It's found everywhere in nature, and that's what we use. And that's what actually does the work in our products. Mm-hmm. We have enzymes as well, which break down the dirt, and then the bacteria actually eats the food source. So it'll eat the protein.
Yes, those enzymes are very important to helping the bacteria get the right chemicals out of the environment.
Yes.
Right, so many, many products, different challenges, different methods, different surfaces. You cover the whole spectrum.
We do cover the whole spectrum. What we don't do, obviously, is we don't have sanitizers and disinfectants, because we don't believe in sanitizers and disinfectants. But we've got everything from your general cleaner to wipe down a table, to windows, to mirrors, to bathrooms, products that go down your drain, products that clean out your grease trap, products that assist with breaking down the solids in your septic tanks.
Septic tanks, yes. Huge area in this country. Right.
Huge area. Mm. We also have products which, at the moment, I would imagine in Cape Town, everybody's got JoJo tanks.
Yes, we do find the need for water here.
Yes. But the thing is, the JoJo tanks get filled when you've got rain. So that's when you don't really need the water, because it is raining at the moment. But if it stays in the tank for too long, you'll find the water gets a bit of an odor. And obviously, because bad bacteria grows inside there, we actually even have products which you can put inside there, which will stop the odor.
Odor, yes. The bacteria can deal with the odor as well.
Yes.
So right around the board, it's biotechnology from InU Science. We've been talking to Jane Tinker. Thanks very much for this early start. Now, we should say, go and wash your hands.
Yes, you should go and wash your hands.
You know what they say, always keep clean. InU Science, the website, let me just give that for you, InU Science, InU Science, one word, .com. That's the website. And you've been listening to Being Green here on Fine Music Radio. I'm John Richards. Speak to you next week.
Being Green was brought to you by Galinda Moser of RE/MAX. Above the crowd. Visit remaxliving.co.za. Our blue planet is made up of air, water and land. Together they form the biosphere. When you add white and red to our blue planet, you get RE/MAX. Care, consciousness and commitment. At RE/MAX, we don't just work in the community, we live there too. That's why we are committed towards a sustainable ecosystem. Skills development and training. A home is four walls. Our vision is forever. Visit remaxliving.co.za. RE/MAX. Above the crowd.